Turn with me, if you would, to the first chapter of John, which we had just preached through recently, and I want to remind you of a couple of thoughts in 1 John. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 and 10, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. In this passage, oftentimes there's a misunderstanding by taking it out of context, in which someone might say, oh, we have to confess our sins every day, every week, every moment, simply because we're not forgiven until we do so. That's a misunderstanding. The forgiveness that we have is once and for all in Christ Jesus. He has forgiven us past, present, and future sins. But this passage here is to remind us that we need to be cleansed from all unrighteousness. This passage is for our sakes, for our healing, for our sanctification. In other words, what John is saying here is our confession of sin reminds us of who we are. It reminds us of who we are in two senses. First of all, it reminds us that we are still sinners. It reminds us of our unrighteousness in our flesh, and that in a sense we need to practice righteousness. That doesn't change our position in Christ Jesus, in which by position we are cleansed of all unrighteousness. But our practice is this. This week we picked up some junk. This week we sinned against a holy God. This morning we sinned against a holy God. And we need to confess our sins to remind us who we are before him, to remind us of our unrighteousness, and to remind us of his great righteousness. So this morning, I invite you to pray with me and confess our sins before our holy God. Oh Lord, this day we have sinned against you. We have sinned against you in thought and in deed, just as we do each day. But, oh Lord Jesus, we thank you for your blood which has covered us and cleansed us from all unrighteousness. We bless your holy name and praise you today and confess our sins. Confess our sins against you and against one another. Thank you for your gracious forgiveness and that your blood has cleansed us from all unrighteousness. In the holy name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.